So we learned that the Gemara seeks to explore what is the reason for Rav's Isser. Rav, who says that an egg born today will be Asr tomorrow as well. We have Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. Says Rav, no, the egg laid on Shabbos is not only Asr on Shabbos itself. We have many reasons why the egg would be Asr on the day that it was laid, but it's also Asr the next day. The Gemara seeks to discover the reason for this. Is it because Shabbos and Yom Tov, oh, one continues Kedusha? No, but it can't be. So on and so forth. Asks Tosfos Akasha Tema. I don't understand. I'll give you a simple reason why the egg is not only Asr on the first day, on the day in which it was laid, but also on the next day as well. We know that the Muktzah status of any given item is dependent upon what its status was the previous Bein Hashmashos, twilight zone between day and night. So that's considered the initiation, the start of the next day. So if something was considered off limits and Muktzah during Bein Hashmashos, between Friday night and Shabbos, that Muktzah status attaches itself to the item and stays with it throughout the next day. If so, says Tosfos, let's analyze this egg. It was laid today on Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it's certainly Asr. Now the Issa, which applies to any given day, extends into the following Bein Hashmashos simply because it's an unknown, it's a twilight zone. We have to treat it as though it's an extension of today. We never know when today ends. So we have to consider it Muktzah all the way into the Bein Hashmashos. Oh, so once this egg was Muktzah not only on Shabbos, but also the Bein Hashmashos following Shabbos, which is really Bein Hashmashos leading into Sunday Yom Tov, we have a Muktzah during Bein Hashmashos, and that determines its status for the next day. It's Bein Hashmashos Muktzah, so it's Muktzah the next day as well. So of course Rav says the egg is also on the next day. Answers Tosfos, it doesn't apply in this case. You know why? When do we say that something which was Muktzah Bein Hashmashos, something which was unprepared Bein Hashmashos for use, is considered Muktzah on the following day as well? That's when it's lacking preparation. You have something which is lacking Hachana, lacking designation. It's Muktzah during Bein Hashmashos. So you go into Shabbos, and suddenly on Shabbos, somehow it switched tracks. It became Roy, it became designated, it became Mukhan. We say it too late. Because during Bein Hashmashos, it was unprepared. Unprepared for the next day. So since it went to the next day in that state, it stays that way. You have one chance to label the item during Bein Hashmashos. If you haven't prepared at that point, too late. But in this case, it's not like you haven't prepared this egg for Yom Tov. You want to use it on Yom Tov. Sure, you want to use it the next day. The problem is that during Bein Hashmashos, you have to be choshesh that it's still yesterday, it's still Shabbos. This is called Muktzah Machmas Yom She'avar. The Muktzah which happened today on Shabbos, inevitably, by circumstance, will just continue into the following Bein Hashmashos until you know with certainty that Shabbos is over. So the Muktzah is on account of yesterday. It's not like it wasn't prepared for the next day. It was prepared for the next day. He wants to eat it the next day. It's just inedible during Bein Hashmashos because it still might be yesterday. We don't know when yesterday ends. This type of Muktzah Bein Hashmashos, says Tosfos, is not considered something that can determine its status for the following day because it's not a Muktzah which relates to the next day. It's a Muktzah which relates to the past day. So if something's unprepared for the next day and it was that way during Bein Hashmashos, leading to the next day, we say too late. Bein Hashmashos determines its status for the next day. But we have something which was really prepared for the next day. The reason why you couldn't partake in it during Bein Hashmashos is because perhaps it's still yesterday. And the Muktzah of yesterday is still there. So you have to keep off until you're past Bein Hashmashos. But it's not because it wasn't prepared for the next day. If you would know that this is the next day, then you would use it. You simply have to be concerned that it's still yesterday. So that Muktzah, during that Bein Hashmashos, will not give it a din Muktzah for the following day. So therefore, when it comes to the egg, just because it was Muktzah on Shabbos, and that Muktzah inevitably extends into Ben Hashmashi simply because you might still be in Mol Shabbos. That won't affect its status for the following day for Yom Tov. And therefore the Gemara has to look for another reason. Asks Tosis, what do you mean? The Gemara in Sukkah says that Noyei Sukkah, Sukkah decorations, are considered Muktzah until when? Until the last day of Sukkot. Until the last minute of the ninth day. In Chutzlars, we have 9 days Sukkot. So all the way till the end. Why? What do you mean? You don't sit in the Sukkah on the ninth day. So why is it still Muktzah? So Gemara says, you know why? Because it's going to be Muktzah during Ben Hashmashes between day 8 and day 9. You do sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day, because day 8 is suffix 7, it could still be Sukkahs. So you sit on day 8, and since you sit on day 8, and day 8 extends into its Ben Hashmashes between 8 and 9, so it's Muktzah Ben Hashmashes of 9, and therefore the Muktzah extends into 9 as well. What do you mean? The only reason why it's Muktzah Ben Hashmashes between 8 and 9 is because perhaps it's still day 8. So that Muktzah is an account of yesterday. Why does it affect the next day? Answers Tosis, there it's different. As the Gemara there itself explains, because let's say you have a meal to eat Ben Hashmashes between 8 and 9, you have to go into the Sukkah. You just have to, right? Because you don't know what day it is. So Ben Hashmashes between 8 and 9 has the Sukkah is functioning during that moment. It's a functioning Sukkah during Ben Hashmashes, because if you have to have a meal, if you have a meal to eat, you have to go into the Sukkah at that moment. So Sukkah is still functioning in Sukkah capacity during that Ben Hashmashes. So the designation during Ben Hashmashes is a Ben Hashmashes designation by its own right. True, it's because you still might be in day 8, right? Ben Hashmashes between 8 and 9 could still be perhaps day 8. But bottom line is, if you have something to eat, you have to enter the Sukkah during Ben Hashmashes to eat it in the Sukkah. So the Sukkah is still functioning within Ben Hashmashes as Ben Hashmashes. If so, says Tosfos, that type of Muktzah during Ben Hashmashes will affect the next day as well. And therefore, it's Muktzah into the ninth day. Okay, so what is the reason why Rab says the egg is also the next day? So the Gemara says because of Achana. It was laid on Shabbos, and you cannot have it the next day, which is Yom Tov, because it was prepared on Shabbos. And a Yom Tov meal has to be prepared during the weekdays. Asks Tosfos with Tema, another Tema. What do you mean? Didn't we say yesterday, on Daf Beis actually, an egg laid today was really fully developed yesterday? Right? That's what the Gemara says. If it was laid on Yom Tov, which followed a Shabbos, so really the egg was developed Shabbos, and Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. If so, says Tosfos, this egg was laid when? On Shabbos. Why can't I have it the next day on Yom Tov? If it was laid on Shabbos, that means it was really developed yesterday on Friday. So what's the problem? Shabbos is not preparing for Yom Tov. It was already developed Friday. What's the problem? Why is there Achana? V'yei Shlomo, says Tosfos, you're right. The main development took place a day ago, but the fact is that the actual ladah of the egg, the actual laying of the egg, is considered Achana as well. That's when it was produced. That's when it was realized. That's when it came to the world. And if that happened on Shabbos, then Shabbos is really preparing something for the next day. So you cannot have it on the next day, which is Yom Tov, because this egg was produced a day ago on Shabbos. So you have food which was produced on a Yom Kaddish, and that cannot be consumed on Yom Tov.